Archers for the week 3 to 8 April 2005.
Tony's interests are small potatoes.
Oh, no. They're at Bill's before us.
Yeah?
Which meant that we were getting the planter on Tuesday. Only Ruth says he left a message earlier.
Oh?
But I can't remember if he's ahead or behind schedule.
Oh, it's not vital, David. Only because I was passing.
No, it's all right. You need to know when we'll be finished with it here.
Yeah, well, it'd help to have some idea.
Then let's go in and check.
Stay in the car, Em.
No, I want some fresh air.
Well, be careful, Em. It's slippery where the plants have been trodden.
Stop worrying, Will.
We don't want any accidents.
We're not going to have any.
At least it wasn't a bad drive over.
Oh, it's such a nice afternoon. I was dying to get out.
And it's the only hopper I have to see to. That's it. We can go back if you like.
What about the laying pens?
Oh, I can check them myself later.
Ah, let's do it now.
You sure?
Yeah.
You're not overdoing it. I could drop you off and come back.
It's more stressful being stuck in the house on my own.
Thought you'd enjoy being off work.
It's boring now I'm this big and I can't do anything.
Dad says we ought to enjoy the last few days of peace.
Yeah, that's what mine keeps saying.
He reckons in a couple of weeks we won't know what's hit us.
Mum still wants off asking if we've decided on a name yet.
Well, we're getting there, aren't we?
If the baby's a boy, maybe. But not if she's a girl.
Yeah, I know. Only there can't be many names left we haven't thought of.
None of them's quite right.
Now, if we go into the laying pens, mind the slippery patch.
What, a fern?
Yeah, and this is wood sorrel.
What? If she's a girl, what about a fern? Not even a piece of cake?
Oh, no thanks, Ruth. Pat will have something ready when I get back.
Sorry about that.
Pip?
Someone had moved the foam
pad. Don't laugh and eat.
So, when is the planter coming over?
Has he made me laugh?
We're getting it first thing tomorrow. And if the driver's any good...
Bill says he's excellent.
We'll be finished by Wednesday, what, late afternoon?
Oh, it'd be great if he could then come straight to me.
Nice glasses.
Oh, you think so, is he? Thanks.
Now you just need to sort out your hair.
Is he?
Do I?
She's got a thing about hair, this one.
Why don't you have it like Charlie Simpson?
Who?
Charlie Simpson.
It's not very nice criticising people's hair,
the bloke is busted.
No, I don't mind.
Fight star now.
No, don't worry, Ruth. It's not the first time I've been called a Charlie.
Tony's our guest.
These two really wound us up on Friday. Pip suddenly burst into the yard with bright blue hair.
Your face was so funny, Dad.
Very amusing.
It was only a temporary dye, thank heavens.
All the same, it's not good to keep messing around with your hair.
Yeah, well, I'd better get going before they start on me.
OK, I'll give a ring when the plant is finished here.
Please. Oh, and I don't suppose either of you have seen Ben wandering around anywhere.
Ben?
Sorry, not your Ben. Mum's cat.
Oh, is he missing?
Yeah, only since yesterday, but she's rather worried.
Can I go to Izzy's this week, Mum?
Pip, we're talking.
She keeps coming here. It's only fair.
He's a tortoiseshell, isn't he?
Yes, with quite long fur.
We'll keep an eye out.
Cats are always wandering.
Oh, I'm not really worried, but...
Sure.
Go on, Mum. One night after school.
He'll probably have turned up by the time I get back.
I hope so. See you, Tony.
Yeah, bye. Bye, girls.
Bye.
That was very rude, Pip, putting in.
Dad?
Hmm?
You don't mind me going to Izzy's one afternoon?
It'll be a giggle.
Don't see why not.
There you are, Mum.
Hey, I'm not getting steamrolled into anything, thank you very much. We'll just have to wait and see.
Do you want any help?
No, you stay sitting down.
I don't mind.
Yeah, there's only a few eggs to clean up.
I can stick them in the... What's it?
Sterile. Yeah, it's all right. I'm used to working on my own.
Oh, it's done me good coming out.
Certainly brightened up your cheeks.
And I've come to a decision.
Oh, yeah?
Although I still quite like Stephen, I'm happy to go for George if it's a boy.
Honest?
Yeah. Well, since you feel so strongly about it.
I'd really like to. Especially since...
I know.
And it's one of those names, isn't it? You know, it's never in fashion or out of fashion.
No.
It's just good and solid.
That's why I've said yes.
You sure?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great, yeah?
On one condition.
What's that?
If you're choosing a boy's name, I get to choose it if it's a girl.
Yeah, all right. As long as...
Yeah?
Oh, I'm not all that keen on Fern, to be honest. Or Willow.
I was only thinking out loud.
Poor Oakleaf.
I never said anything like that.
Didn't you? I thought you were working your way through the whole wood. Bluebell, toadstool.
There's no harm in using your imagination.
No, I'm all for it. I still think family names or and people close to you. Those are best.
So, what do you think?
I don't know. Maybe.
It'd be a big help.
I'll see you on Wednesday, Dad.
I know you'll be busy getting your own product
it's
out.
It's not just the sausages.
But if you could deliver even half the veg boxes.
It's tricky. I said I'd help Jazza and Neil move the farrowing arcs this week.
Well, I could give a hand with that. But I want Wednesday afternoon clear.
Usually it wouldn't be a problem.
I want to be around when the spud planter comes.
The trouble is, I've messed up rotating the arcs this time.
Mm-hmm. How come?
Have you seen the bottom of Big Lays lately?
Still no better.
It's a swamp. The drainage there's completely shot.
Might need looking at this year.
Too right.
But there's always been bits of heavy land down there, Tom. Some of it's pretty light.
Well, there's no way I can use all of it for the pigs. That's why I'm out here looking for options.
Go into Ashmead, if you like.
Why aren't you using it for grazing soon?
Well, I don't have to. If we're clever about it, I can use Lowfield and Tarbots until Big Lays dries out.
That'd be very useful.
Well, go ahead, then.
That means I'll have to get some fencing over there now.
Well, that'll wait, won't it?
No, not really. I don't want Jazza putting up an electric fence on his own tomorrow.
Well, where's Neil going to be?
At the house. The services are being inspected and connected to the mains.
So it'll be all systems go after that?
Should be.
Oh, I know, he was pleased to get the kitchen ordered.
And the bathroom plumbed in. He won't shut up about it.
Oh, it was good of you to lend him that money, Tom.
That's no big deal. He's paying me back over time.
Still?
And the way things were going, he was spending more time finishing the building work than he was looking after the pigs.
Oh, it must be a relief for him and Susan. The end finally in sight.
Doesn't make life any easier for me at the moment, though.
Look, if you tell me where you want the fence to go...
It's all right, Dad.
I don't mind setting it up for you. You haven't stopped all day.
Yeah, well, I haven't wanted to.
Well, at least I can give you a hand.
If you like.
And while I dig some cable out, why not nip over to see Kirsty?
No.
Well, I thought you'd arrange to go out with her this weekend.
Fat chance. The mood she was in on Friday...
Ah, right.
So, I might as well get on with some work.
Look, Tom, everyone gets scratchy sometimes. By now, she's probably waiting for you to call.
Well, I'm not going to.
Oh, go on, give her a ring.
I've said I'm all right. Anyway, I don't have to see her to have a good time. I've got other friends, you know.
It won't take your dad long to drop his ear off. Now then... Couple of eggs anyway. Can you reach but careful, you nearly never mind. What about the other nest box? Anything? I'll take that as a no.
Can we go in?
After we've made sure there are none by the hedge. You look like you're sucking a lemon.
I wish you didn't always say that.
You don't think you might be overreacting a little?
No.
Look, I like Izzy. She's quite good fun.
Then why can't I go to her house?
You probably will do.
When?
All it is... Well, when you used to go around to your friends at Loxley Barrett, your dad and I knew their parents.
So?
So we knew it was okay for you to go there.
What's wrong with Izzy's house?
Nothing, I expect.
So why not let me go? I'm not a little kid.
I'm not saying that. I'm only saying it'd be nice to know more about Izzy's mum and the rest of her family first.
Why?
Well, I'm sure her mother's very nice, but I'd just like to be certain.
Dad'll tell you what she's like. He'll see her now.
Maybe. But she wasn't in when we picked Izzy up, was she?
No.
Well, I'd like to meet her before you start spending time there.
You want to meet Izzy's mum before I can even go round?
Yes.
That's so uncool.
I don't care if it's uncool.
Why? No one else in my class gets all this hassle when they're trying to make friends.
Yes, it'll just about reach.
Good.
And once you finish putting the stakes in, this corner's secure.
As long as Jazza actually remembers to switch it on.
I'll make sure he does. I'll help him bring the first of the arcs over tomorrow.
Sure you don't mind?
Of course not.
I'll come straight back and take over when I've finished at the business units.
That's all right. With the evening stretching out, I can always catch up on the seed beds later.
Cheers. Thanks, Dad.
But I've done enough for now. And so have you. Let's head back and get a coffee.
No, you go on.
There's nothing much else we can do here.
I want to scout around for a while. You know, work out exactly where the arc should go.
There's such a thing as overdoing it, Tom.
I won't be long.
All right. I'll make myself a drink. Unless you fancy a pint.
Yeah, why not? Good idea. I'll be down in 5. 10 minutes max.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Tamsin. It's me, Tom Archer.
Oh, nice to hear from you.
Is it a good time to call?
I told you. Any time's good.
I've been meaning to get in touch for a while now, actually.
I'm glad you have. How's life in Ambridge?
Pretty good.
No more problems with escaped donkeys?
No. It's not all non-stop excitement here, you know. How about you?
Oh, same as always. Busy, busy.
Sure. Aren't we all? But there were a couple of things I've been wondering about since I saw you.
Oh, yeah?
Like whether we can streamline the deliveries for one thing, and then there's sales targets.
If that's really what you spend your weekends thinking about, your life's in crisis.
Then maybe I need someone to help me sort this out.
Do you know?
And perhaps, you know, if we met up...
For a business meeting?
Sort of.
Where?
I'm sure we can think of some suitable pub or club.
I'd love to.
Yeah?
Definitely.
Great. So, when's good for you?
Oliver is trying to stay as cool as a cucumber.
At least he's up now.
Oh, good.
Heading towards the shower.
Oh, that's progress. Hang on to this, will you, Caroline?
Ooh.
Only for a moment. The air filter's clogged. Oh, and this, please.
Look, Bridget's due any minute. I don't want to be oily.
Well, there's no oil on the washer, or all than that.
Is this really the best time to be servicing the tractor?
Well, why not? Bruno's treating today like an ordinary day.
Yes, I know.
Taking it all in his stride.
Isn't he? Didn't even want to stay in with us last night.
And if he's being so relaxed about it...
Yes, you're right. We should be the same.
It'd be better to use the airline. This is getting the worst, huh?
Oliver, you're covering me in dust.
Oh, sorry, sorry. Unless...
What?
You don't think it's significant he was so difficult to get up this morning?
Not really.
Well, the day he goes back to his mum's and he can't even drag himself out of bed.
No, he's just taking advantage of a morning off school.
She wasn't very accommodating, was she?
No. It doesn't send a positive message, making this the only time she could guarantee being at home.
Well, from what Bruno said, it's pretty typical of her whole approach.
Seems to be.
That's why I can't understand him being so dead set on getting back.
Well, Bridget's here.
Oh, right.
I don't want these. Morning!
Oh, I left it in here last night.
Hey, what do you think, Eddie?
You ain't seen my plumb line, have you?
Hey, what have you written in?
No. Edward, have you seen it?
No. Yeah, just a plain off-cut I found. It's coming on nicely now, isn't it?
Oh, I knew I'd need it for penny assay. So I left it with me hammer and bolster.
Oh, a bit in the van, wasn't it? Here, what are you using, Edward?
Oh, no, it ain't in the van because I've already looked.
I don't know, then.
Oh, I told Mrs. Archer I'd start on her wall at 9 sharp.
It's taken me 3 days so far at Ambridge Hall.
Oh, yeah?
Whittling away while I watch in the webcam sort of fills in the time.
Oh, I'll just have to rough one up with a pebble and string.
Hard work, but it's been worth it, hasn't it, Eddie?
Oh, very nice.
As soon as I finish the toy box for William's babby, I thought, how about the first toy to go in it?
Well, that thing's a toy.
Well, of course it is.
What is it exactly?
Well, it's obvious, isn't it, Eddie?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I can't see it.
Those are its arms and legs.
Ah, it took some doing, oh.
That's it.
Roberts now don't keep much of a toolbox, so you've had to use one of their carving knives mostly.
And those are its horns. It's a little bull, Edward.
It's a teddy bear.
Teddy bear is nothing like one.
Well, I didn't say it was finished.
That looks more like a werewolf.
Does rather.
Well, there's still some shaping and sanding to do.
And I'm sure it'll be very nice when it's finished.
Of course it will.
As long as you don't show ever before the baby's born.
Why not?
The poor little nipper will never come out if you do.
Honestly, Grandad, it's gross.
Yeah, well, then the sooner you finish your breakfast and get me old to Ambridge, the sooner I can start work on it again.
Is that all you're doing today? giving your granddad a lift over the road.
No.
But you can come and help me terrace the back garden.
I'm going over to Oliver's in a bit.
Oh, that's not real work. Drifting in any old time of the day.
He said not to get there before 10 when Bruno's gone.
Oh, he's gone, is he? Good riddance.
He's too right.
Born troublemakers to foster.
Oh, here, here. But you shouldn't be relying on Sterling's grace and favour, Edward.
Well, don't go on about it, Dad.
No, your father's right, though. It's time you found yourself somewhat steady.
Yeah. So if even Jazza can work
for you, I hate it.
But whether he does or he don't, he's got something in his wallet most days, hasn't he?
Oh, I couldn't stand having Tom on my case all the time. Jazza says he's in a right foul mood this weekend.
Hey? Well, I saw him and Tony in the bull last night, and Tom looked very pleased with himself.
It's no trouble, Bridget.
It's all right. I had tea before I came out, thanks.
My hoodie, the grey one, yeah?
Oh, try the cupboard under the stairs.
Oh, and my blue sweatshirt.
Hello, Bruno.
In your wardrobe. I hung it up yesterday.
I won't be long. I'm just getting some bits and pieces together.
Don't worry, there's no rush.
Cool.
Just as well there's no rush. He hasn't even had breakfast yet.
We did encourage him to get everything ready yesterday.
Yeah, got it.
But he abandoned packing to say goodbye to a girl he's got friendly with in the village.
Oh, this is Alice, is it?
Yes. Yeah, he disappeared for ages.
By the time he got in...
It's all right. He's not due at his mum's for a while yet.
We said he could finish this morning.
Only because we expected him to be up with a lark. He's so keen to get away.
I'm not sure keen's the right word.
Oh, he is, decidedly.
He made his mind up as soon as his mother rang.
Perhaps that means he's ready to leave. Which is rather different to keen.
Possibly.
I've known some children stand in the road for an hour or more before they're due to be picked up.
At least he hasn't hated it that much here.
Far from it. I'd say his time with you's worked very well.
I don't see how, if he's off at the first opportunity.
It is to be with his mother.
Oh, that's what worries us, Bridget. She's let him down so badly before.
And what's to say she won't do it again?
Nothing. There's no guarantee she won't.
Oh, that won't do him much good.
And the thing is, I don't think the possibility's even crossed his mind.
I'd be very surprised if it hasn't, actually. Bruno's a bright lad.
Oh, yes. We wouldn't dispute that.
But maybe he's taking a positive approach. Whatever she's done in the past, she's still his mother. And he loves her.
Of course he does. And we both hope it works out for them.
But what if it doesn't?
Don't worry. Social services are going to remain involved.
It still feels like we're throwing him back in the deep end.
And doesn't that make his whole stay here rather, oh, I don't know, futile?
No, it doesn't. You've provided Bruno with exactly what he needed, when he needed it.
Oh, I'm not sure we have.
But he and his mother were going through a very rough patch. You've given him a vital break from that.
Well, that's about all we've done.
Well, it's quite something. It would have been so easy for Bruno to go right off track.
He's had his moments here.
So imagine what he might have got up to if he'd carried on fending for himself.
Well, yes. With his dad's background, it's easy to see him getting into all sorts of trouble.
But thanks to you, he didn't. And from what you've told me, you've got him taking some responsibility for his actions as well.
Oh, once in a blue moon.
It was a real struggle to make him see what he'd done to the Grundys was wrong.
To get him thinking that way at all is quite an achievement.
Well, as you said, he is a bright lad.
And you've given his mother space and time to reflect on what she's doing. We can't be sure she's got her act together now, but she says she has. And if Bruno wants to go back...
I suppose it's not our place to stand in the way.
No. But your help has given them the best possible chance of making it work.
It'd be nice to think so.
You have. I've seen a young man this morning who's comfortable talking to you and who has a sense of being accepted in the house.
Well, he's certainly made himself at home.
Not someone who's keen to get away. But he does seem in the right frame of mind to go back to his mother. And that's all we could have asked for.
Oh, that doesn't sound so bad, but like that.
You've both done very well dealing with a difficult placement. You're to be congratulated.
Thanks.
Which, of course, does lead me to ask, are you ready for another one when he's gone?
Not quite yet, Bridget. We're trying to arrange a quick break abroad.
Oh, that's nice.
It was my birthday yesterday. A significant one. And we wanted to mark it.
So, if it's all right with you, we'll have a quick breather first.
Are you not disturbing anything?
Are you sure, Em?
I'm only reading a slushy book Mum's given me.
Well, I just thought you ought to know about Grandad's present in advance.
Oh, toy box sounds nice.
Oh, that's all right. It's the teddy bear that's scary.
Well, it can't be that bad.
You wait till you see it.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm only telling you so you can practice looking pleased when he gives it to you.
Well, thanks for the warning.
So, well, now you know, I'd best get on. Ready?
You haven't got time for a coffee, have you?
I don't want to get in the way.
Well, you won't be. It's bored silly till you came. Love on a cruise liner isn't exactly doing it for me.
Yeah, it doesn't look too exciting.
And Will's been out since six.
Yeah?
Yeah, I went with him for a while yesterday, but he's driving over rough stuff today, so I don't.
Yeah, best not.
Mum's so busy organising carpets for the new house, I'm stuck on my own for hours. So...
I don't have to be at Oliver's for ages yet, so... Yeah, all right then.
Well, great. I'll put the kettle on.
Remember, you just got to be careful. And don't go to Ken's.
Bad outdoors.
That's it. He mostly sells DVDs, but he's always got some second-hand PlayStations.
Right.
Adil Tesson, Ken Dunst, eh?
I'm with you.
Well, take Kaz along when you're buying one. You know you're around the covered market, don't you?
Some idea, Bruno.
Right then, that's it. Let's go, Bridge.
You're sure you haven't left anything?
Well, if I have, Kaz and Ollie can send it on.
It'd be better to check now.
No, I've had a quick look round, Bridget. I can't see anything.
All my stuff's on the back seat.
Well, goodbye then, Bruno.
Yeah, bye.
And good luck for the future.
Sure, and you too.
And if you ever want to get in touch...
Yeah, yeah.
Right then. Let me know when you're back from... Where is it you're off to?
We're not sure yet.
I'm going to surprise her.
Lucky you, Caroline. And then we'll sort something out.
Yes.
Till then, goodbye. And thanks.
We'll give you a ring.
Bye, Bridget.
I almost forgot. It's a present.
For us?
I've got it.
Oh, you know, thanks and all that.
Oh, Bruno, you didn't have to.
Right, I'm good, Bridge. Let's get moving.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Wasn't that nice of him?
Yes. See you, old man.
Bye. I wasn't expecting anything.
I wonder what the cracking was when he put the carrier in the car.
So he can't have minded it too much here.
That boy feels a lot more than he lets on.
That's not Dom Perignon, is it?
Yeah, and there's some perfume as well.
Let's see. He must have spent a fortune.
Perhaps not quite as much as you think. It's actually Pomme d'Erignon.
Oh, yes. Oh, and this hasn't got an H. I've never used canal scent before.
So he doesn't only get computer games from the market.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It's a thought. Even fakes cost something.
Well, if he actually paid for them.
I'd like to think he did, Oliver.
Yes, so would I. He's got some rough edges, but he's no thief.
Even if he did borrow the Land Rover.
And given the life he's led.
It's certainly going to be different without him around.
No trainers on the sofa, crisp packets on the floor.
Non-stop music thundering through the house.
And no more stale smoke seeping out of his bedroom.
Oh, I can't wait to get that window open.
All the same.
Yeah, me too.
What on earth is life going to be like without Bruno?
Peggy's hopes are squashed.
Absolute nonsense, of course.
Oh, dear.
Derek says Ben hasn't been near his garden.
Derek?
Derek Fletcher. I've just rung him.
Oh. Oh, that should start the plants off nicely.
Neither he nor his wife have seen Ben.
What a pity.
Of course, I knew when Joe phoned there wasn't going to be a word of truth in it.
No.
He's got nothing better to do than watch this blessed webcam all day and make a nuisance of himself.
So it wasn't Ben that Joe saw?
No. Must have been some other cat going into the Fletchers.
Oh, what a shame, Peggy.
But I wanted it to be true. He's been gone so long.
Perhaps what you did when you saw Jennifer.
The appeal we've put on the village website.
That's it.
Oh, I hope it does bring results. I can't help thinking about the time Sammy went missing.
I'm sure Ben will be all right.
Sammy wasn't, though, was he?
No. I found him, didn't I? Under the tree. I knew it was what you'd been dreading.
Well, at least that was only old age. He hadn't been hurt. But Ben's so young. Well, I hope nothing's happened.
Don't think like that, Peggy.
Oh, you're right. Doesn't do to mope. Oh, well, let's get the rest of the marigolds in.
Someone will find him soon, you'll see.
Don't worry, Jack. At least I'm feeling a great deal better than I was before we rang the surgery.
The surgery? Oh, yes. My tests were fine, weren't they?
Nothing untoward at all, the doctor said.
I knew there wouldn't be.
So that was good news. Now, if you trowel, I'll put the plants in.
All right. Oh, it's not so easy kneeling down these days.
I'm exactly the same. Oh, what a pair of old crocks we are.
We still manage, though, don't we? We'll have a nice display in a month or two.
Even if Higgs doesn't approve of penstemons and marigolds in the same bed.
I told you there was nothing wrong with me.
Not with the blood test they did, no.
You can put the first one there if you like.
And now we've got an appointment, we'll have to see what the memory clinic says.
Tom!
Oh. Hi, Oliver.
Might have guessed the Black Pike would be your sort of pub.
Yeah, once in a while.
I feel like the RE teacher at the school disco, too old by half.
Right.
It's the real ale I come in for.
Yeah?
Mm. The landlord keeps a very good cellar. Usually I drop in during the daytime.
Are you staying long?
No. I'm meeting Caroline at the county hotel soon.
Oh, right.
We're having a meal to celebrate her birthday.
Oh, I didn't know it was.
Last Sunday, actually. A big 5-0. She doesn't mind people knowing.
Well, give her my congratulations.
Yeah, I will. You looking for Kirsty?
No, another friend, actually. Oh, a couple of friends. Well, a few of us. We're all meeting up here.
There's no sign of them yet.
No, not yet.
Well, let me get you a drink while you're waiting.
No, it's fine, Oliver.
Don't want to go over the limit, eh?
Yeah, that's right.
Very sensible. I have to confess, we're being extravagant tonight.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, Caroline's taking a taxi from work and we'll go home in one as well. So a fair amount of liquor is likely to be consumed.
You've got to splash out for a birthday.
Oh, it's not only that. We're celebrating a few days off as well. I've just booked us a holiday in Umbria.
Have you?
Setting off at the weekend. It'll give us both a bit of a boost. Partly to recover from having Bruno stay with us. Partly to get over him leaving. Funny how empty the house seems. He was hard work.
You know, I think I might have made a mistake.
Is this your lot now?
What? Oh, no.
Shame. Couple of good-looking girls with him.
You know, I think we might have said we'd meet up in the Fleece instead, so I think I'd better go and check.
Well, if you're leaving, I'll be off as well.
Now?
Yeah, no, our table's booked for 8:30.
Oh.
Coming?
Actually, maybe it was here. I'll give them another 5 minutes.
Oh, fair enough. Enjoy your evening.
Thanks. See ya.
Have you found him?
I'm afraid not, Jack.
I've already asked.
Sorry. It's with me calling round so late, isn't it?
I thought you must have some news.
False alarm, I'm afraid.
Well, sit down, Lillian.
I'm not being a nuisance arriving now.
Not at all.
We're only looking through a few gardening books.
A few? It was like the library at Kew Gardens.
Jack, move them off the chair.
Oh, of course.
And I've been asking about Ben wherever I go.
Oh, thanks.
Your mother's very anxious about him.
I don't make a fuss, Jack.
I'm sure he'll turn up, Mum.
I hope so. It's been 3 days.
Of course he will.
Cats do that and disappear for a while, then turn up ready to be fed as though nothing has happened.
You're probably right.
No, I came round because I've had a lovely unexpected phone call this evening, and I simply couldn't wait to share the good news.
Arrested?
That's right. As soon as the police linked me to the van, they came to search the house.
Oh, no.
And then they found my balaclava, which didn't help.
A balaclava? You sound like a real terrorist.
No, an activist.
I'm not that keen on GM food myself, but to trash a crop and get arrested...
It was the family business at stake, Tamsin. You can't have GM pollen floating around an organic farm.
I didn't realise I was having a drink with such a desperado.
Not quite. I got off in the end, so no criminal record.
Still, must have been pretty serious for them to take you to court.
It was in the papers for ages. The Echo did a big spread.
Am I even safe sitting next to you, Tom? Have you got any more crimes in mind?
All right. Maybe I'm making too much of it.
No, it's interesting.
You're probably thinking I'm a complete idiot.
That's not quite what I was thinking.
I don't mean to go on about myself all the time.
Just as well I'm a good listener when I want to be.
What about you, then?
What's to tell?
I don't know. What do you like doing?
This? Meeting up with friends? Having a laugh? Travelling?
Anywhere special?
I love the Greek islands and I adore jet skiing.
You jet ski?
When I get the chance.
It can't be that often in Borsetshire.
I've got a brother in Cornwall. I go there whenever I can.
So, you're the adventurous type?
Nothing out of the ordinary. I like my work, but there's got to be something else as well.
Too right.
And you need regular breaks from some of the guys I deal with.
I guess you know all the big players.
But most of them are so dull.
Really? Why?
Well, first of all, there's the men in shiny suits running the stores.
I've met a few of those myself.
Their idea of radical is putting chocolate, not chewing gum, on the impulse stands.
Exciting.
Too much time with them and you lose the will to live.
Mm. Ches Butler at Greenbury's is like that.
Ah, don't quote me, but I agree.
He once spent half an hour telling me about a promotion he was running on oat cakes.
And then there's a little boy racers trying to sell me new lines. All skincare and chunky watches.
Phew, lucky I'm not wearing either then.
They always have to tell me how much horsepower they've got under the bonnet.
It's a good job you warned me before I started going on about my Mini Cooper.
Oh no, you're different, Tom.
Am I?
Oh yes, you're a refreshing change.
No, I can't say I'm sorry. She wasn't suited to James at all.
No?
Completely the wrong sort.
What didn't you like about her?
The name, for one thing. Henrietta. Sounds like a chicken.
Henrietta? She's James' girlfriend, isn't she?
Ex-girlfriend. Oh. He's moved out, Jack. The great living-together experiment hasn't worked.
Oh, dear.
And that's why he's coming here for a holiday.
Well, he's trying to make out he's not heartbroken, but he can't fool his dear old mum.
How long's he coming for?
Well, he wasn't definite, but he's very keen to see me. I expect it'll be a decent stay.
That'll be nice.
Yes, for all of us. He wants to get right back in touch with the family.
He's never seemed bothered about it before.
Well, it's because he's normally so frantically busy.
When's he coming?
Next week. He couldn't give the exact day. But when you're as busy as James, there's always loose ends to tie up.
I expect he'll have trouble getting time off work.
He works for himself these days, Jack.
Oh, yes. I remember you saying, Lillian, he's...
In property.
Ah, that's it.
Development, mainly. And I wouldn't be surprised if he does some consultancy work as well.
Very impressive.
I can't be sure. I never can quite follow all the ins and outs of his business life.
Yes, he's always been rather difficult to pin down.
Well, I promised him some great family get-togethers when he gets here.
That'll be nice, won't it, Peggy?
Yes.
He says he wants to rediscover Borsetshire.
He'll see a lot of changes, won't he, Jack?
Oh, yes. Our flower beds are laid out quite differently now.
Oh, not just here, everywhere.
I know he's keen to get to the races, and he's promised me a couple of days shopping in Felpersham as well.
Well, if he's as successful as you say.
Oh, yes, I made it quite clear. He's got to supply the credit cards.
Did I ask if you wanted a drink, Lillian?
No, but if you're asking now, I'd love a G&T.
Right.
Oh, not too much ice, though.
Peggy?
Nothing for me, Jack.
Right. I don't think I'll bother either.
Of course, it'd be nice for Matt to have another man around, wouldn't it?
Has he ever met James?
I'll open the back door while I'm in the kitchen. See if there's any sign of Sammy.
Sammy?
You know, he means Ben.
He's not getting any better, Mum.
At least his appointment for a memory clinic came today.
And when's it for?
In 3 weeks.
Well, let's hope they can get to the root of the problem.
It can't be that late. You are a trouble monkey.
Me?
You suggested going on to a club.
If I'm making a night of it, might as well have a dance as well.
You're about the only person there who actually could.
Oh, look who's talking.
Oh, I only look good next to those rugby guys.
Oh, them. Big night out for the uncoordinated society.
Yeah, that's right. Drinking they could manage, but drinking and dancing.
Or normal conversation. Or getting beer in their mouths, not over their shirts.
Way beyond them. Still, it was a good laugh.
Absolutely.
Even if it's not a patch on stickies.
In Horton. Gold.
Yeah, do you know it?
Of course I do. You go there, do you?
Once in a while, when they've got a decent night on.
Oh, maybe some other time, then.
Yeah, why not?
Assuming you're free to make that kind of arrangement.
No reason I shouldn't be.
And that tonight hasn't put you off completely.
It hasn't been too bad, I suppose.
Thanks.
Not bad at all, in fact.
Took you long enough to get in touch.
Well.
What?
You never know when you meet up with someone through work.
Did you expect me to turn up with my laptop and quarterly forecasts?
I wasn't quite sure what to expect. But as soon as I saw you looking like that...
What do you mean?
You know.
No.
You're not exactly dressed for a business meeting.
You always see me in a skirt at the office.
There's usually rather more of it.
Is that a formal dress code complaint?
Not in the slightest.
So...
Since we didn't get very far discussing the delivery schedule tonight...
I knew there was a reason for seeing you.
Yeah, I think we should meet up again. Sometime soon.
I'm away at the weekend and my diary's crazy when I get back, but are you free next Wednesday?
I can be.
Good. We'll have to fix something up.
Yeah.
Until then. Night, Tom.
Night. I'll call next week.
You do that.
Yeah. I certainly will.
isn't Tom delivering the tomatoes?
Be pleased to see you, Tom. It's been chaos in the kitchen.
Oh, father, not son, this afternoon,
oh.
Linda.
Oh, Tony, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right. I'm flattered to be mistaken for a younger man.
It's because the back of the van's so dark.
No, don't spoil the compliment.
And it is normally Tom who brings short notice deliveries, isn't it?
Yes, but not today. He's so behind with the sausages, he's lumbered me with this and delivering the veg boxes.
Oh, it's been frantic here as well. It's quite a relief to get off shift.
Oh, our problems are self-inflicted.
Oh?
Yeah. Tom was out late last night and then completely overslept.
He's usually so conscientious.
Well, I can't really complain. It was all done in a good cause.
Oh, well then.
He was developing business contacts.
If we're walking as far as the boathouse, I suggest a short stop here first.
I can trace at least six of them.
It's my favourite view of the lake.
Oh, yes. And one of mine.
So, a minute or two sitting down?
Yeah. Why not? Oh. I helped Gerald choose this spot for a bench.
You chose very well, Julia.
And at least five of them are accomplishments, if you exclude the question mark over Agnes.
It still seems rather a tenuous reason for inviting them to the wedding.
Oh, Lewis, you don't understand.
Perhaps not.
There's a sisterhood at the chorus line.
I see.
It's an unbreakable bond.
One which forms very rapidly.
Oh, it does.
Since Mayfair Monkey Mayhem only ran for three performances.
Three?
I happened to look in the archive.
Well, I thought we lasted a week.
Not quite. As you've said before, it was a show way ahead of its time.
Oh, it was completely wasted on a wartime audience.
Undoubtedly.
Well, perhaps that is too fleeting an acquaintance.
Given there are so many others to invite.
Oh, yes, you're right, you're right. Well, we'll scratch them from the list when we go back.
Mm. Oh, I must remember to note Felicity's confirmed.
Ah, so your daughter is able to come?
Yes, she's completely changing her travel plans to do it.
Oh, good.
She knows how much I wanted her here on the day.
Oh, you know what would be nice for our guests?
No.
Well, since you've persuaded me a floating bandstand is impractical...
We'd be completely at the mercy of the elements.
Well, how about some gondolas to take them over to the parkland?
Gondolas?
Yes, only one or two. Nothing extravagant.
It's a charming idea. But the lake's rather deep. Might create problems with the poles.
Oh, yes.
And anyway, perhaps it's a little...
What, to troll?
I suspect so.
No, it's Nigel's latest suggestion for the honeymoon that brought it to mind.
You're not persuaded by Venice, are you?
Oh, no. Though it's one of the better suggestions we've had. It's livelier than Lake Como or Madeira.
Yes, or Malta.
The Scilly Isles.
Cromer.
What a bogner.
Do you know, I've had another idea.
Hello, missus. Is that you?
What?
On the computer. Come and look.
Oh, Joe, you've got wood shavings all over the floor again.
Oh, never mind that.
I've asked you to work on your farmyard animal.
He's a teddy bear, and it don't matter. Oh. Here, what can you see?
Well, the same view from the webcam that's always on the screen. The green, the pond.
There, woman.
The Fletcher's back garden. Very interesting.
In the flower beds. What's that?
I don't know, it's so far away. Some sort of bump?
A mound of earth.
Really?
Which weren't there yesterday.
So, the Fletchers have been gardening.
Not gardening, burying.
What?
Lying under that soil are the mortal remains of Mrs. Woolley's cat.
Ben? Don't be ridiculous.
I saw Derek Fletcher bury him with my own eyes.
Oh, yes, just as you saw Ben go into the garden yesterday.
I did.
Why can't you admit you were wrong, Joe?
I gave Ben to Mrs. Woolley, didn't I? Nobody knows him better than me.
Derek denied all knowledge.
Well, of course he would. Because of the blood on his hands.
What?
There's a dark secret in that man's heart.
What? You're saying Derek Fletcher killed Ben?
Poisoned him, most like, from what I've seen.
Rubbish.
It's not. I witnessed it all. After I saw Ben go into the garden
Sun
yesterday...
Suncat, yes,
he quickly
perhaps.
Vanished. Soon after, I saw Derek and Pat Fletcher arguing fiercely.
Well, there's nothing new there.
And at dinner time today... Pat Fletcher goes out. A moment or two later, her husband sticks his head out the back door, looks from side to side, shifty-like, goes to the shed, takes a small, lifeless body out.
You definitely saw a body.
Oh, yeah.
Good heavens.
He digs his little grave, bends over to lay someone in, then fills it in again.
You saw all that?
Oh, he must have had dreadful hatred of cats.
He used some violent language, chasing one away the last time I went round.
This time it's gone beyond words.
Are you absolutely certain?
Without a trace of doubt.
How dreadful.
What galls me most is the wicked smile on his face when he finished.
Of course, I've had my doubts about him before. He's never shown a proper interest in Wolfie and Constanza.
Well, are you going to stand by and let him get away with it?
Well, even if what you said is true...
Which it is.
I can't see what we can do. We can't go to the police on the basis of mere suspicion.
Well, I ain't suggesting
that. And we mustn't alarm Peggy without good reason.
That's why we need hard evidence.
Proof?
Ah. You've got to go round and dig in that heap.
What?
Well, I do it myself, but for me poorly leg.
No, Joe, there's no question
about it. It's all right. Pat Fletcher's still out, and he left the house half an hour ago.
I'm sorry, I simply...
You take your mobile phone, and I'll keep watching the screen.
Any sign of him coming back,
I'll let you know at once.
I can't possibly...
Why not? You want to see such cruelty go unpunished?
Well, obviously not. But to go round there and start snooping...
Ask yourself this, missus. If it was one of your llamas lying there, what would you do then?
Amendments? Yes, can you leave them on Lizzie's desk?
Oh, do tell her there's no urgency.
It's all right, Lewis. Now, she likes to keep the guest list up to date.
And what, they're on her diary?
I'll make sure she sees them when she gets back from her meeting.
Oh, and you might like to know, Nigel.
Hmm?
We've finally decided on our honeymoon destination.
You have?
Uh-huh.
Well, go on then, Mummy.
Well, in the end, we agreed we didn't want any language problems. Well, Lewis has got French, of course.
Oh, to tourist level, no more.
But I want to feel at ease as well.
Well, best stick to English, then.
That's what we agreed.
You know, I'm pretty sure I know where you're going.
Do you?
I told Lizzie I could see where you were edging towards. You've plumped for Swanage, haven't you?
a little further west.
St. Ives?
Hollywood.
Hollywood? In America.
Isn't it marvellous?
Well, yes. I suppose it is.
Lewis thought of it. We'll go round all the studios.
I've promised to photograph your mother by the Hollywood sign.
How exciting.
Oh, it's more than that for anyone with acting in their blood. It's a pilgrimage.
Well, of course, yes. What a first-class idea.
As long as we can find suitable flights.
That shouldn't be too difficult.
But... with so much else to do as well, Lewis won't be able to move his things in here till after the wedding.
Except for one or two special pieces.
Oh, yes, and we've found the perfect spot for an escritoire. It's been in his family since...
Since I bought it from a dealer some months ago.
Oh.
Move in what you like, when you like. You know that you're very welcome aboard.
Oh, thank you. Now, we mustn't let Nigel distract us any longer. We need to contact a travel agent.
I know a fellow who might be useful.
Oh! Nigel, if you see Elizabeth before I do, there was something about the escritoire.
Well, she doesn't need to know every last detail of Lewis's belongings.
No, to make space for it, it comes from moving the full Queen Anne jewellery cabinet your father gave me.
That ball and claw monstrosity?
Yeah, entirely without taste or function. I wondered if Elizabeth might like it.
Ugh. Oh. Yes. Joe, we don't need any ridiculous terminology.
What, in case somebody's listening in?
And I said I'd phone you. The ringtone could give me away.
I saw you was in place and wanted to know what you found.
Well, I haven't got very far, but it seems you might be right.
Ah!
There is a mound of earth in the middle of the border, freshly dug.
That's exactly what I said.
I've only probed a little way. Ugh, but now I'm going to put my hand right in.
Hold off!
What?
Isn't all that easy to make out, Mrs. Stowe, but I reckon... Oh,
God! What?
Somebody's coming back.
Oh.
I think it's Derek Fletcher. No. Make yourself scarce.
Hello?
Sorry to be a nuisance.
Aren't you off flight hunting, Lewis?
We're about to go into Borchester, but I thought you'd like to know there's been some progress on the marquee front as well.
Are we down to hiring two for the reception?
One.
Excellent.
Well, I persuaded your mother that any more would look like a tent maker's convention.
Well, this is quite right. You've got the fluence on, Mummy.
Hardly.
You must have.
Well, your mother provides all the imagination and the spontaneity. I simply enjoy giving it a little direction.
And you're very good at it. I had a quick look at the amendments to the guest list.
Ah.
I see we've lost the Mayfair Monkey Mayhem contingent.
Yes.
I don't know how you do it, Lewis, but keep up the good work.
Linda?
That is you behind the Forsyth here, isn't it?
Yes.
Any special reason?
I thought you were Derek Fletcher.
What? First you take me
Joe
to Tom...
Joe Grundy told me you were Derek.
Joe?
On my mobile. We're conducting an investigation.
You're what?
Yes, I'm sorry to tell you this, Tony, but your mother's cat may very well be buried in that mound of earth.
Ben?
Yes.
Well, he can't be. Ben's at Mum's now, tucking into a tin of salmon.
He's alive.
Yeah, he came back well fed and sleek this morning, Mum said. Someone else must have taken him in for a day or two.
Oh.
And a pound to a penny, that mound is the start of Derek's rockery.
Rockery?
Hmm. His wife doesn't like the idea. They've had some awful rows about it.
Ah.
So it looks as if he's gone ahead anyway.
But Joe saw him drag something cat-like from the shed, then bury it.
It couldn't possibly have been the sand he's dug in for better drainage.
What makes you say that?
Oh, the empty Hessian sack on the path. That's pretty much cat-sized.
Oh. Oh, yes. I think you may be right, Tony. Excuse me.
Well, if neither of them's in, I'd better leave their veg by the back door.
No harm done, then?
No, but there will be, Joe.
Hey?
If you're anywhere near Ambridge Hall when I get back, a real crime will be committed.
What do you mean?
You've sent me on a wild goose chase.
Hey, but
Ben is perfectly well.
No.
This is a rockery.
Will you listen, woman?
And don't try any excuses because I am not interested.
He's coming down the side of the house now, Derek Fletcher. And this time I'm certain.
Problems are sprouting for Ed.
Oh, it's not bad.
That is quite handy sometimes, Grandad.
Yeah, a toy box will be useful.
Well, we had to talk him out of putting in that teddy bear he'd made, evil-looking thing.
Oh, it's pretty cool. Oh...
Was it happening again?
Yeah, it's okay. Oh, it's been twinging all day. That's nothing.
Right. Anyway, he'd have brought the box over himself, but...
What, his leg's still bad?
Yeah. Nah, he's really miserable today anyway.
Well, how come?
Well, he's been banned from watching the computer at Ambridge Hall.
Oh, ow.
You all right?
Yeah, it's just a little splinter.
Oh, let's have a look.
It's okay. Well, it hasn't gone in. But I'll get Will to sand the edges when he gets home.
Where's he got to anyway? Might have been trying to reach him all day.
Well, he's putting in some hard standing on the Spitfire Drive.
What, down in the hollow?
Yeah, stop the game cart sinking in every time they go there.
No wonder she can't get through then. You never get any signal down there.
So why's Joe been banned from Ambridge Hall?
Well, for showing Linda up big time.
Yeah.
Well, Grandad thought he saw Derek Fletcher burying Peggy Woolley's cat in his garden, right?
What?
Reckoned he'd seen it on the webcam.
Are you joking?
Oh, straight up. So he sent Linda over to investigate.
She never went.
Oh, yeah. She was out, right, digging around in the flower beds.
That woman.
Only first Tony Archer turns up, and Derek comes back with a great big garden gnome.
No.
He wants to know what the hell she's doing messing around with his rockery.
My bag.
What?
Get my mobile out.
What's wrong?
Oh, God. Oh,
what's happening?
It started. Get me the phone.
Hey, you mean? You don't mean the baby?
Yeah, Will's got to come back. He's got to take me to hospital.
This is Will.
Oh, God.
No, he's not there. You got to get an ambulance.
No, it's okay. It's all right.
You got to get someone at starting.
No, it's all right, Em. But I'll take you there.
Go through. Go on. On you go!
You won't believe what she's done.
Who?
Pip!
Well, isn't she back from school yet?
She just rang now. Too late to stop Jill going to meet the bus.
Well, where is she then?
At Izzy's.
Oh, right.
She's gone there for tea, even though I said she wasn't allowed to yet.
Well, that is out of line, especially if...
She had a whole story ready. Izzy's mum came to collect Izzy from school, and that must be the first time ever.
Well, we don't know that, huh?
And invited Pip to come back with them.
Well, if she asked...
And, of course, Pip says it would have been rude to refuse.
Well, it must have put her in a difficult spot.
David! Izzy and Pip will have dreamt all this up between them.
What, you don't think that Izzy's mum is really there?
Well, Yeah, I could hear her in the background when Pip performed.
Well, that's all right then, as long as she's with the girls.
It's not all right. Pip knew she wasn't allowed.
All right, it's thoughtless of her. She ought to have rung first.
No, she should have come home, and now she's stuck in Borchester.
I don't mind picking her up after tea.
That's not the point. The point is she's been very disobedient.
Which I will make abundantly clear when I collect her. But it's hardly the end of the world, Ruth.
So your waters have broken, Emma?
Yeah.
And how frequent are the contractions?
They're starting to come quite often. I thought it was all going to happen in the car.
Good job it didn't, isn't it?
I'm so scared.
You can relax now. We'll take you into the delivery room, check your blood pressure, pulse and temperature.
I still can't get through to him. I've left another message.
You're trying to get hold of Emma's husband?
My brother, yeah. Look, I'll drive over to Spitfire and pick him up.
No, Ed!
But I won't take long to find
him. No,
you
can.
Hey?
I can't do it on my own.
Well, you want me with you?
Yes!
It might stop Emma getting distressed.
Please!
You'll be a great help, I'm sure.
Yeah, of course. Of course I won't leave you.
It's called Genghis and looks really fierce.
Oh, how come I didn't see him?
Karen always keeps him in the living room when she answers the door.
Karen?
That's what Izzy calls her mum.
Oh, really?
She doesn't like being called mum, but Genghis is so cool.
And this fabulous beast is an Alsatian, is he?
He's massive! When I saw him, I was like, get off! But he was all over me.
Yeah, well, they're soft as anything.
He's got lovely eyes.
Pip, don't you think you're in enough trouble without doing the fake dye trick again?
Oh.
It's not a trick, Mum.
You haven't really.
Yeah?
It'll probably calm down to strawberry blonde after a couple of washes.
You're fully dilated. We may not have long to wait.
The mask will be good, Em.
Oh, God! Ed, I'm pushing. Oh, it's too soon.
It's okay, Emma, you're fine. You can push. Go with it.
Oh, Ed.
Use the Entonox. Good deep breath. That's it. That's going to make life easier.
That's it, Emma, that's it.
You're doing well, Emma. That's it. Now relax, have a little breather. Ed, perhaps you'd welcome that cool flannel on her forehead now.
Yeah, of course. Oh, you're doing fantastic. Better than any heifer I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean it. You're incredible.
Breathe nice and steady, Emma. Tell us when the next push comes.
Mr. Grimgate, your father, Em.
You all right?
Will.
Out of the way. Em, you okay?
She's fine, Will.
Will.
I had to bring her in.
Oh, give me a hand.
I didn't think you'd get here.
Oh, I only just picked up my messages.
Well, it was better than calling an ambulance, me bringing her.
What's happening?
Is it the next one,
yeah,
Emma?
Yeah.
That's it. Nice big breath.
Right then, I'll go.
I'll squeeze my hand. Dig in, Em. I don't mind. Come on.
That's good, Emma.
I'll go and tell everyone what's happening. I hope everything, well, you know.
That's my girl. Come on, you can do it.
Good luck, yeah?
Steady. Good girl. Fantastic.
There.
I can still see some eyeshadow.
Mum!
No, but she's got the worst stuff, haven't you, Pipsqueak?
I didn't want to. I liked it.
It's bad for your skin, slathering it in so much makeup.
Karen lets Izzy wear makeup.
Karen?
That's her mum.
Can I call you Ruth and David?
No.
Why not?
Because you can't.
Because it's too spooky. We stay mum and dad.
Okay.
And I'd like to know what on earth possessed you to start messing about with hair colours.
Let's talk about it later, eh?
What's wrong with now?
Well, I'm pretty sure there wasn't much homework done at Meadow Rise, was there?
We were going to, but then we were too busy.
All right, so why not go through and make a start now, eh?
David!
All right.
If there's any maths, I'll come through and confuse you in a minute.
And Alsatian would be company for Jack.
Alsatian?
Yeah, believe me, hair dye is just a skirmish. Dogs will be the real battleground. She's fallen in love with Izzy's.
Try not to push now, Emma. I know you want to, but keep it nice and slow now. Better for baby.
Oh, I can't. I have to.
It's okay, Em. Em, oh, I can see the baby. I can see it.
Get the heads coming. Keep going, Emma. Push. Now bear down. It's clear.
Is it, you know, all right?
Everything's fine, Will. Try and relax, Emma. Keep breathing. Not long now.
Oh, you're almost there, Em.
I'm never going through this again. You're never getting near me again, Will.
It'll be worth it when it's over.
That's easy for you to say.
Oh, I guess so. Oh, I'm so proud of you, Em. Can I?
Yes, wipe her face.
You've never looked as beautiful.
If you feel like pushing again, Emma, use the Entonox first.
Is it?
Seems your baby's in quite a hurry. Push if you need to. That's it. That's it. It's coming.
Go on, Em. I love you. I love you. Is that... Oh!
Yes, nice and simple.
You've got him!
And all's well.
Oh, what is it?
Here, Emma. I'll put the baby on your tongue.
Look, it's a boy, Em. It's a little boy.
Oh, yeah.
I meant to tell you a couple of days ago.
Damp's got right in, hasn't it?
It'll start to rot through pretty soon, and then we'll get rats.
Yeah, well, I'll have to replace the whole panel. Can't have rats in a hen house.
The whole thing's probably due an overhaul.
No, I'll have a go at the weekend.
Don't forget Kenton's coming round on Saturday.
Yeah, the roof's not too clever either. What, did he invite himself?
No, I did. The kids want to see him.
Ah. Well, I shouldn't grumble. He's been less of a pain since he got back from New Zealand.
Well, that's the impression I've got.
It's like with Cathy. A year or two ago, if some woman ditched him, he wouldn't give her the time of day.
Seems to be making a real effort with her.
Yeah. Last time I saw him, he'd made tea for her and Jamie, and then left without trying to stay over.
The perfect gentleman.
Seems to be wooing her again from scratch. Right, shall we head back?
I think we can risk it. I've calmed down sufficiently.
That's not why we came out here.
No. You were right to stop me getting too worked up with Pip.
If you make her hair a big issue...
I know.
Maybe a quiet word tomorrow, eh?
Yeah. All the same. I know you've talked about Pip having an influence on Izzy as well.
Well, she will have.
At the moment, it's all coming the other way.
You look completely shattered.
I am. And sore.
I reckon you must be.
You must be pretty tired as well.
Oh, I'm all right.
You haven't had anything to eat for hours.
I'm not hungry. Well...
Go on. Go home, Will.
Maybe just for an hour or two. I don't know if I can.
Of course you can.
I don't want to leave you. Or him. Not even for a second.
I still can't believe it. He's our son.
It's just so incredible. Being there.
Eventually.
Yeah. And cutting the cord.
It were nice she let you.
My hand was shaking.
But you did it. You were part of it all.
And was I right? Was it worth it, Em?
Of course it was.
It's been the best day of my life, I reckon.
Oh, well.
I mean it.
He looks so perfect, don't he?
Do you think... Is it all right if I lift him out of his cot before I go?
If you're gentle, don't wake him.
Oh, I won't. It's okay, George. I'm your daddy.
I think you were born to be a father.
Oh, it's just the best feeling ever, holding him. And you, Em. Never knew I could be so happy.
After the momentous events of last night, it's salad days for Neil.
Keep it coming! Another metre! Okay, hold it! You won't get any closer than that.
Can we get the tines under from here?
We'd better turn it round first. I don't want to do any more damage.
Sorry about this, Tom, but I'm past shifting pig arcs on my own. Me and Jazza were just about to make a start.
That's only... when you got the good news, eh?
Yeah, from Ed Grundy, of all people. If you like, I can take it down with Jazza now.
No, he's more used seeing to the drinkers.
Shall we?
Yeah, let me get a hold. I bet you did a ton going into Borchester when you heard.
I had to pick Susan up first, but we were pretty quick.
It all gone okay.
Very easy, the midwife said. Mind you, Emma was as pale as a sheet.
Okay.
That should do it. I can get the loader under.
Yeah, good. You get it lifted, and I'll tie it on.
See, if I put my fingertips together, the baby's no bigger than that.
Yeah?
7 pounds, 4 ounces. I only held him for a minute, mind.
The proud grandfather.
I'll say. Though we didn't stay long. Emma was whacked.
Well, if you want to dive off to the hospital once we've got this into the workshop...
No, it's all right.
Come on. I'm not going to complain about the odd hour.
I'll go in at lunchtime.
I really don't mind.
That's kind of you, Tom, but there's so many of us to visit, we're staggering it.
Yeah, with all your lot and the Grundys.
Christopher went in first thing.
Before college?
No. He's finished his latest stint at Felbersham.
Oh, so he's back with Ronnie for a while?
Yeah, and I was going to go in after him, but someone else was rather keen to go ahead of me.
Oh, do you know who I am? Hey? Oh, do you know who I am?
That's your Nana Carter, George.
That's me. Your Nana.
Oh, look at him curling his fingers. Oh, he does it all the time.
When he ain't busy yelling for a feed.
He's a hungry little beggar.
Takes after his dad, then.
I reckon he does.
Well, let me have him if it's grizzling.
Oh, you back you go, sweetheart.
Oh, hello, darling.
He's perfect, isn't he, Em?
Oh, he certainly is. And you've definitely settled on George.
Oh, yeah. He's George, all right.
Will's really keen on it.
Oh, it suits you, doesn't it?
Well, turn around, Mum. Towards the cards. Yeah, that's it.
What's the matter?
You got a big splash of paint on the back of your head. Oh,
well, sort of got the worst of it out.
I'm afraid not.
It's from last night. I mean, your dad were painting the spare bedroom till gone midnight.
You did that after coming here?
It was so nice to finally have the chance.
Oh, even so.
And we were both so excited and happy. We knew we wouldn't sleep properly, so why not?
That was a nice bright colour.
I wanted something sunny in there.
I like yellow.
Primrose? A little double nicely as a playroom when I'm babysitting George.
You're going to be spoiled, aren't you?
Where's my grandson got to?
Dad?
Morning, Susan.
Ready.
Morning, Emma. Had a good night.
Yeah, thanks.
I thought you were filling the office for me.
Job done. And how are you, young man?
What, all of them?
And the drinkers. Oh, plus Brian Aldridge says he'll see to the eggs later.
Oh,
so he doesn't want you near the chute today or tomorrow.
That's something.
Now, since I didn't get a chance last night because of the crowd, how about a hold of the little fellow?
Okay.
Hello, Georgie. Oh, are you pulling a face at me?
He does that a lot.
Oh, you're your father's son, aren't you, eh? Every inch a Grundy.
Don't you think so?
Unmistakable. He's got the family chin.
Well, I was just thinking there's a lot of Emma in him, actually.
How's that?
Not too bad, actually, once it's cleaned up. We'll need the chipping hammer.
Hi.
Oh, afternoon, Kirsty.
Oh, hi.
Your mum said you were through here.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations, Neil.
Ah, you've heard then?
Yeah, the whole village must have. Clary's so thrilled, she's telling everyone.
Well, we're all delighted.
Oh, what's he like?
Oh, I think he's brilliant, but I'm biased.
I might call in on him later, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah, she'd like that.
It's my afternoon off and I haven't got any other plans. Though, I wondered if you were busy, Tom.
Well, you know.
Well, I don't want to drag you away if you're up to your neck.
No, that's fine.
Poor old Dad. He does feel badly about not coming in again, but...
Of course I don't mind.
Wemma and the baby will be home tomorrow or Sunday, so we can see him then.
Grandad did well to come in last night with his leg still so bad.
Oh, I reckon that's on the mend. His mood's the problem.
Oh, what's the matter with him?
Oh, withdrawal symptoms because he can't watch the webcam anymore. He's being a real misery.
Oh, yeah. Have you gone to sleep again?
Tony told me what happened.
I even got some DVDs. From the Darrington Boots out to cheer him up. A proper Hitchcock one, but he wasn't interested.
No.
But not even the one where Jimmy Stewart's a photographer. That's a classic.
Will, you put him back in his cot.
Oh, come here. Oh, he's gone right off, hasn't he?
Oh.
They sleep all day, newborns.
You know who else he reminds me of, Emma?
No.
There's a lot of your dad in his forehead.
Neil.
I see what you mean.
Well, I can't. Not at all.
Oh, he's making me tired.
Oh, you get off home, Will. He can't have slept more than 3 hours last night.
Oh, it wasn't that bad.
You hardly went home.
I didn't want to. With you two here.
By God, I admit he's catching up with me. Bye, George. Oh, see you later then, love.
Oh, bye.
And, I don't know how long you two will be staying, but, we don't want to wear Emma out, do we?
I'm okay, Will.
No, no, you're quite right, son. You can have too many visitors, can't you?
Well...
Yeah, not her problem. I'll be off as soon as Clary gets here with Pat.
Pat?
Yeah, she's offered your mum a lifter, so she'll probably want to pop in for 5 minutes herself. You don't mind, do you, Emma?
No.
They'll be here about one-ish.
Oh, that's when Neil's due. Oh, and then my mum will be in later.
Ivy? I can't see her coming without Bert.
Well, she said Keith might come as well. And Gary. Maybe even Stuart.
You don't mind?
No.
I love sitting by this stretch of the brook. You can just see the leaves starting, can't you? So peaceful.
The far bank needs scouring. There's a lot of silt building up.
We can go to the Bull for lunch instead if you want.
I'm fine. I'll grab something back at the house.
Well, as long as you don't mind. I mean, I haven't got much of an appetite.
No?
Sorry, Tom.
What?
About last week. I didn't mean what I said to come out so badly.
Is there a good way for "it's about time you grew up" to come out?
I wish I hadn't put things that way. And I've spent a lot of this week thinking about why we argued.
And?
I really do understand this is an important time for you. For your business.
You didn't seem to.
Well, maybe that's because... it's stupid, but... sometimes I get jealous.
Of what? Me chasing round trying to sell sausages? We've been through all this.
I don't always know whether I'm important to you.
Oh, come on, Kirsty. You know you are.
That's what I realised when I thought it through. It's not an emotional problem we've got.
I haven't got any problem.
It's a practical one. Not enough time, that's all.
You didn't seem very keen to making it last week.
Come on, Tom. This shouldn't be all one way.
No, sorry. I know I haven't always, you know...
But it isn't that we don't care for one another.
No.
And even though I've been fed up and mad with you for the past few days...
Thanks.
One thing hasn't changed. The way I feel about you, deep down.
Yeah?
I love you, Tom.
And I love you.
That feels better. I hate being angry.
Me too.
So now we just need to organise ourselves better to stop it happening again.
I guess so.
However little free time we've got together, let's make the most of it, yeah?
Yeah. Maybe I should have got in touch first.
It's okay, it doesn't matter now.
No?
It's history. I've had a little think, and I've come up with a couple of things we could do together.
Have you now?
Well, for a start, there's a good gig at the Angel next week.
Okay.
So why don't I get us a couple of tickets this afternoon?
Good idea.
And then there's a horror weekend at the multiplex.
What day is the Angel?
Wednesday, I think.
Oh.
No good.
You're gonna hate me.
No, I won't. But I take it you're working that night.
Unfortunately, yeah. Supermarket business.
It's a fine name.
Mum thinks it's morbid. You know, naming him after someone who's died.
No one would have names if you didn't do that.
Oh, will you tell her?
All right. Now, I don't want to be late back, so... you get some rest, love.
Okay.
And I'll be in again tomorrow if you're still here.
Bye, Dad.
Bye.
What can you see? You see your mummy? What about your dad?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hi, Ed.
Is it all right to visit now?
Yeah, of course.
Well, I've been here a while, but I saw you were busy. You okay?
I'm great. Yeah, sit down.
Oh. You were in a bit of a state last time I was here.
I want to thank you so much for yesterday.
That's all right.
What you did was brilliant, getting me here and then coming in the delivery room.
Well, you pretty much dragged me in.
I'm so scared. But thanks for staying with me. Can't have been very nice for you.
I didn't mind. Not at all.
And this is who all the fuss is about.
He's a proper little bruiser, isn't he?
Oh, you can hold him, Ed.
Oh, I've never...
Go on. He's your nephew.
That's a weird thought. Uncle Ed.
You just got to support his head. Yeah, that's it.
He's titchy. Oh, look at his hands. He's tiny, his little face.
Oh, he's so beautiful.
Yeah, he's all right, isn't he?
Do you know what we're calling him?
Yeah, George.
George Edward Grundy.
Edward? Oh, after Dad.
Yeah, of course.
The Archers was written by Adrian Flynn and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.